Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Here's what I found among prodigals, whether they're good moral kids who are interested in spiritual things, whether they're battling addiction and destructive behavior, even to some prodigals that I actually researched and had conversations with, who were angry, who hated God, even if they believed in God and hated their parents. So across the spectrum, I interviewed prodigals. Here's what I discovered, Susie, in almost every case, I would say probably 98% of the cases, not one single prodigal blamed the parenting skills of their parents.
Really?
Most of them said to me, I know what I did wrong. Mm. I know the decisions I made, and my parents taught me different. I made this choice. So the answer to the question, what did I do wrong, for most people, here's the answer, and to me, it sets people free. You probably did nothing wrong. You can be the world's greatest parent and still have a child who chooses to become a prodigal.
Mm.
Remember the story of the prodigal son, who I like to call the story of the wonderful father?
I love that.
That son... Nowhere in that story does Jesus blame the father or the mother who's absent. He never says, well, you know, this son said, Father, give me my portion and walk away. So Jesus never blamed the father. It was the choice of the son. And when people walk up to me and make comments like that lady did to you, who says, you know, my children are on the mission field, they all love God, and they're implying you must have really failed as a parent. Here's what I always say to those parents who are still struggling with guilt. If you think you can do everything right and it guarantees that your children will turn out right, would you explain to me what God did wrong with Adam and Eve?
Whoa.
Or what did Jesus do wrong with Judas? Or what did God do wrong with the children of Israel? I mean, God was a perfect parent, if you will, to Adam and Eve in a perfect environment, and they still chose to walk away. And here's why that's important. As long as you feel guilty at any level as a parent, you are going to be manipulated by the devil, and you're going to be manipulated by your prodigal, especially if they're involved in destructive behavior or addictions. So because of your guilt, you sit in church with no joy, you don't want to sing in the choir, you don't want to teach a class, you don't want to be involved, you sit there with shame. So this is the moment of victory for a lot of parents listening to us right now. From this day forward, until the Holy Spirit tells you what you did wrong, you must assume you did nothing wrong. And instead of feeling guilty, you make the decision to say, I'm going to walk in joy and victory until the Holy Spirit lets me know what I did wrong. And when you make that choice, you are on the way not only to joy and victory, you're on the way to help your prodigal, because as long as you feel guilty, you're never going to be able to help your prodigal get home.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.